Good afternoon, Tamara.
Shalom, Kathy.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's raining here. It's winter here in Israel, and we love it.
Well, it's summer. It's raining here, and we love it here as well. So let me just tell you that Tamara is a talk show host from IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. And, yeah, we speak to her as often as we possibly can. Tamara, one of the stories that you actually sent me quite a horrific picture of these balloons. So Gaza militants are floating a model plane with bomb attached into Israel. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Actually, they're using anything they can. Balloons are very good because it attracts children, but there are also pictures on the internet of them using condoms. I don't know if I can say that on your radio, but they do that as well. Anything that will float up in the air and bring these fire bombs over.
Yeah. Why targeting children?
It makes headlines, and they're happy to do so. In fact, you know, I want to say that the Israeli children, now need to be afraid of any balloons that they see. Only 2 weeks ago, one cluster of balloons that the Arabs in Gaza sent over landed right near an Israeli kindergarten. And so, just for example, Kathy, on my WhatsApp group, the young mothers that were on there were debating how best to explain to their children, their little kids, 2, 3, 4, that balloons are dangerous now and they can go boom and hurt or, God forbid, kill them. And how do you explain that to a child?
You can't. You just have to tell them to be vigilant, I suppose.
Masa, it's just so completely obscene. I've got this picture in front of me of these balloons that are attached to this device, and it is completely and utterly intended for children. It cannot be anything but. It's pretty little party balloons. That's what they've used.
Yeah, hi Simon. And I want to add here that, you know, people think, well, you know, so there's a few fires, but we have to understand that there are millions upon millions of shekels of damage, which is going to affect later on the market, because when your wheat fields are burned, when your avocado fields are burned, it's going to affect the agriculture and the prices in the supermarkets the following season. And I want to say also, you know, a lot of people think, well, you know, a wheat field's burnt down, you know, you can replant, but it takes maybe a year or two of that, but if they burn down these avocado orchards, these can take up to 7 or 8 years to replace until these trees can bear fruit again like it previously did. They're also burning down hothouses that cost thousands and thousands of shekels to rebuild. So this is massive damage that's putting a very big economic strain on the south of Israel.
It's quite incredible that the residents of the Gaza envelope, I think that's what it's referred to as, are taking this in their stride to the extent that they seem to be doing so. Where's the outrage?
I guess it's there was outrage. There was a lot of demonstrations all over Israel maybe about a month or two ago, and they were very, very upset, and people all over the country are upset about it as well, you know, because you can't just say, well, that's just the south of Israel. It's Israel.
Absolutely.
And so it's affecting all of us.
Absolutely. Tamara, talk to us about the Hamas $1 million award. What is that for? What is that about?
So let me give a background then, Simon. The operation that the IDF did was, I believe, back in November. It was to plant cameras and spying devices on its communication network inside Gaza, on the Hamas communication network. Unfortunately, the Israeli team was spotted by the Hamas, and they only made it out of Gaza by the skin of their teeth. It was after a car chase and a shootout and then a daring helicopter rescue. One Israeli officer sadly was killed in this operation, while several Hamas members were killed. And the Hamas managed to capture some of our IDF equipment that was used by the group, including a car that was left behind in the escape. And they are promising now $1 million to any local quote unquote collaborator who would supply Hamas with information about this operation. They want to get these soldiers that were involved and they want to kill them. Now, two things I want to say about this, which I find very interesting. One, the fact that Hamas even admits that there are Arab collaborators. And what does that mean? It means that there are Arabs who are helping Israel with information. And this is important because it shows that a lot of these Arabs in Gaza are realizing how corrupt and evil their leadership is. And they want to help Israel, probably hoping that Israel will come back in and take over Gaza again and bring back peace in their lives. And my second point I want to ask is, the Hamas has $1 million to give away for that, but that's not for their own people to better their people's lives.
Or pay for electricity.
You know, their people are poor. Their people are not making the salaries that you and I are making, or that Americans especially are making. They're living very frugally, a lot of them. Some of them are very wealthy people. But this is what they spend their $1 million on?
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Do you think Israel ever would go in and take over Gaza?
Well, with our present leadership, their strategy is not to do that. They want to keep the Hamas in power because A, they don't want chaos over there, and B, when we go to operations against them, like in the last time when they were throwing rockets at us and we started to retaliate, the IAF, the Israel Air Force, went in and hit some targeted places. They want to weaken the Hamas, so they will have to agree to a ceasefire, so they will have to more or less behave themselves, because they won't have the strength to come to the table demanding things. However, that's not how it's been working out, and I don't think it's a good strategy. I think that Israel needs to go back in, bring law and order back there, and help the Arabs get their jobs back. So many Arabs lost their jobs when Israel pulled out. They lost their livelihoods, and they lost law and order and due process. The Hamas is a corrupt, corrupt government.
Wow, that is such an interesting point you make, Tamar. When Israel left, Wolfowitz, or whoever it was, left hot houses that was going to start to help them transform the economy and export, et cetera, et cetera. And that isn't what happened. Those hot houses were burnt to the ground. Do you really think that that's a solution? Do you really think there's a will to, do you really think a good life would stop the violence?
You know, as long as they're being educated to hate Jews, they're going to be doing things like that, even if it hurts themselves. So Israel really needs to go back in there, and for the good Arabs who are living in Gaza, to bring back law and order, to re-educate their children not to hate, to educate their children to be tolerant, to be peace-loving, to love democracy, to love freedom, and to want to get ahead in the world. This is what we should be doing, and to leave this sore of the Hamas leading their government there and letting it decay and letting it get to be an evil den of vipers, of terrorist vipers. This, in my opinion, is not moral. We can't just say, well, that's happening over there. We pulled out the plan, the unilateral withdrawal did not work as some of our politicians thought it would. And now I believe it's our duty to go back in there, bring in law and order, bring in peace, cooperation, re-education, and have it be good for everybody.
Tamar Yonah, thank you very, very much for speaking to us this afternoon. It's always interesting to hear your perspective, and thank you for sharing it with us. Tamar is a talk show host on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Go and check it out. Thank you so much. We'll look forward to speaking to you soon, Tamar.
Thank you, Kathy and Simon. It was a pleasure.
God bless.